Life happens fast. Be financially ready. Call Mesiro, 877-MESIROW. It's a Mesiro Monday. Hello, everyone. John Hansen here. Tiffany Irving bringing us our November Mesiro Mondays. Oh, and she's going to do one more before the end of the year, too, but that's going to come later. Today, we're talking about lessons learned. We're looking back. Every financial misstep is a stepping stone towards financial wisdom. That's well written, Tiffany. I like that.
It sounded great when I thought of it, but...
It does sound great. I mean, I feel like that's not a Hallmark card because you don't send Hallmark cards for financial missteps, but maybe you've opened up a new chapter. No, I think we bog ourselves down when we make a mistake.
Yes.
I'm thinking of one particular mistake I've made, Tiffany.
Oh, I love it.
That Enrique has told me I have to shut up about.
Okay.
Because it's gone. It's gone. And it wasn't even that big of a deal. Basically, in the height of the pandemic, we had to move to a bigger place. I sold my condo in Lakeview near Wrigleyville, a 2-2, instead of renting it because I just wanted to move things along quicker. Now, looking back and thinking through it, I had a 2.9% mortgage. I'm like, ooh, I should have kept it, been a landlord, and all that. Of course, that comes with all the hassles.
There's a lot of other problems along with that, too.
Yep. I'm just sharing what I consider to be a financial misstep. But everyone's got one, and just move on, right?
You do have to move on, but I think don't just move on. Like, you have to reflect about it, right? So I think that's every setback has a silver lining. So for some reason, you weren't meant to have that rental property.
Right.
Whatever it may be. It would have been crazy renters. Who knows what that story would
be.
Yeah. But I think we it's important to sit back and think about what we learned from those lessons, right? And if that's overspending, why did I overspend? Or if I created a particular budget and I'm going over that budget, am I going over it every month? Why am I going over it every month? Are there habits in there that are creating strife in our situation? So it's important to understand what those habits are and what the money mindset is in order to fix them going forward. And I always say we're never going to get perfection. Mm-hmm. Right? So it's progress. It's progress over perfection. So we're just trying to get a little better with our money mindset.
When you say money mindset, I know we chatted about this when we were on live a couple weeks ago, but when you talk about money mindset, you're meaning like getting your headspace of where you were when you made that decision to try and find out what didn't click for you in that moment that should have, or what? You describe it for me.
It's a little of that. It's also just habits that we have, right? So, maybe I should have taken 24 hours before I made that big purchase that I just had to have in the moment, and thinking back, why did I have to have it in the moment? And if suddenly I'm feeling like my emergency reserves are down and I should have built that back up, and I'm feeling bad because I didn't build up my emergency reserves. Maybe I went out and spent that money elsewhere. And again, just trying to understand why we make some of the decisions we make helps us change that pattern going forward if it's a negative pattern, right? And I think that's the big part we take away is, awareness. Don't feel guilt. You don't have to feel guilty about it. Just be aware of it. Or how do I think through? Like I said, sometimes taking that 24 hours,
leaving it in the cart.
Leaving it in the cart if it's not right, an online purchase for a little while longer. Is it really something is it a need or is it a want? Or right when we talk about our 50-30-20, what are we spending on needs? What are we spending on wants? What are we spending? All of those things, right? Really fill. Fill our, I had some money mindset. I don't know.
I like it. When you guys chat with clients, I mean, I feel like it's a little bit of a visit to the financial therapist and maybe the real therapist too with what you guys do. I mean, do you talk this over with clients who have admitted mistakes to you or what they consider to be mistakes and you kind of chat them through this sort of stuff?
We do, because part of, doing the overall financial plan and identifying your goals and objectives, it's important to understand when we talk money mindset, where did I come from? What habits were created before I even knew I was creating money habits? What did I see my parents doing? Sometimes that's subconscious, and you bring that into your own life as a single person, and you bring that into your life as a partner in a relationship. So where are the two of you coming from? And then you're building lives together. So what habits can you create together? Or you sit down and think about your goals and objectives, maybe do that separately and prioritize them and then come together. Do you have the same shared priorities? Those are interesting questions. A lot of times it's the same goals, but maybe they're prioritized differently. So having that conversation, especially around if we're working on paying down debt, if we're working on buying a house, to your point, we needed a bigger house. Like, what are the steps along the way? Because you need to be working towards that.
Yeah, you talk about taking things from your parents. I think of my parents, my mom and dad, my mom in particular, She grew up with three brothers, and her parents grew up in the Depression. And my mom is, she won't be saying this, she's cheap. She, and financially frugal is probably the better way to say it. She just is so afraid of spending money. She really is. And that's been great for her saving and not getting beyond their means, and they don't live beyond their means. But now they're in retirement, and they have done really well, right? She was a teacher. She has a great pension. She worked for a lot of years. She's earned that now well over six-figure salary every year to the day she passes. My dad, delayed Social Security, worked till 72, now gets maximum Social Security, and by the way, saved up some good amount of money in a 401k, yet they... And their house is paid off. And yet they wrestled so hard emotionally about buying a little lake property, which no matter how many times I tried to break down the numbers for them and show that they could afford, they almost wouldn't let themselves do it. So I feel like money mindset kind of goes both ways, too.
Oh, it absolutely. It does go both ways. And I love that story because we see that a lot with clients as well. And it's like, you've done such a great job saving and investing for your future. Spend, to your point, buy the lake house.
Spend
it now. You have more than you're going to need in your lifetime. But also think about what is that wealth I've created? What does that mean for me? Right? Is it legacy to the next generation or to grandchildren? Is it philanthropy? Like, what impact do you want those dollars to have over time? And those are also interesting conversations we have. So I say it's not, you shouldn't feel guilty necessarily. It's just, how can I have more progress going forward? Just reflect back on a choice I wasn't happy with and why, and how can I do it differently going forward? Yeah. I think that, like I said, progress is important, not perfection, just making better decisions as you move forward in your saving and investing goals will make a huge difference. As we've talked about on the show before, the power of compounding and investing over time, it just, it's incredibly important. So celebrate your progress.
Yeah, I think that it was a real frank conversation we had to have with our parents because, you know, me and my two brothers, knock on wood, everything's going well. We're all financially pretty sound. I mean, who could always use more? We always could use more, but we're doing okay. So, like, I talked to my parents and I said, how much are you, like, intending to, like, leave? Like, what is your goal for this? And they're like, oh, we don't feel bad if we spend it all and don't give you any because you guys are all set. And I said, good, now do it. But, like, they had to, like, kind of almost vocalize that to... Maybe they felt some guilt about that, or I don't know what it is, but it is like therapy.
And generationally, it is different, to your point, from our, depending on how people grew up.
Yeah.
And because they come from scarcity. So their money mindset is definitely from a place of scarcity, and they don't want to go back and feel that way.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. So I just say be intentional, you know, thinking through, I'm going to sit down once a month and look at my budget and see where I'm at. Like, make that an intentional, I'd hate to say money dates. No one likes having a date with their money, but you know what I mean. Setting the time aside to be intentional about where did my money go? What did I spend it on? What joy did that bring? What purpose did that bring? And, you know, should I have made a different choice? Maybe. Don't feel guilty about it, but then how do we move forward from there?
I love a money date. I don't have very much of it, but every week I have a time when I look at the full picture of net worth, investments, and everything, I plug it into a bunch of calculators and look at where it is and just make sure I'm not missing anything. Now, a lot of that is because the markets have been doing so well that it's fun to look at.
Because it looks good when it's going up.
Right. So that's a different mindset than if, you know, if there's a correction at some point or something worse than that. But just something to mind. Remember, anything else on this chapter, or you want to close the book on this sucker?
No, I think we're good. Again, just being aware, recognizing the growth you've made and the progress you've made going forward. I think it's important to celebrate those small successes, no matter what it is, and then reflect on what are we going to do differently for next year.
And get rid of the guilt You did something wrong or you did something stupid with money. You're only that's compounding interest too. If you carry that over and you make more mistakes, forgive yourself. Show yourself a little grace. And let's try and do better, but let's actually really try and do it.
Exactly.
Look at me. I can make a little financial. We should make financial Hallmark cards. We'll come up with our own brand. It'll be great.
We should. Celebrating the successes, right?
Yeah, exactly. So you spent the X amount of dollars at the casino. It's okay. No, I shouldn't do this. Never mind. Bad
don't
idea.
Do that one. Don't do that one.
Mesiro.com, MESIROW.com, 877 Mesiro. Tiffany, we're going to chat with you right before the end of the year. Sound good?
Sounds good. Thanks so much.
Want to live well? Then you need to plan well. A Mesro advisor can help you create a financial plan that fits your life. Call Mesro at 877-MESIROW.